Welcome back to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. Coming up later in the program, we'll look at the potential impacts Superstorm Sandy may have on the upcoming summer tourist season. And we'll bring you the latest part in our LC Diaries series as we follow an Oxford, Maryland family around the world aboard their 62-foot catamaran. But first, we dive headfirst into the mayoral battle in Salisbury that is starting to resemble a bare-knuckle boxing match. Incumbent Mayor Jim Ireton is running against SalisburyNews.com blogger and retired businessman Joe Albaro. And the disdain these two men apparently have for one another is not understated in the least. But while political foes battling in a public forum on the campaign trail is nothing new, this political battle seems to be playing out quite publicly in cyberspace, both on Albaro's uber-conservative blog, Salisbury News, and the much newer JoeAlbaro.com, which has been linked to incumbent Jim Ireton's camp. So to find out if the political rhetoric that's playing out online is going to make a difference in April's election, we'll speak to both candidates, starting first with the current mayor of Salisbury, Jim Ireton. Jim, welcome back to Coastal Connection.
Hi, Brian.
So this race started with a lawsuit. Of course, Joe Albaro tried to sue you for calling him the Delaware blogger publicly, alluding to the fact that there was some question about his residency leading up to his filing. So the lawsuit was, of course, thrown out by the judge. But does it surprise you that this race has gotten so ugly so quickly?
Brian, I listened to your intro, and you make it so much more interesting than it really is. It's not disdain that I have for Joe Albaro, because I'll tell you right now, I would fight to the death for his right to write what it is that he does. But I will not miss any opportunity to show the factual errors, the inherent racism, the homophobia, the anti-women, the anti-Semitism that's coming from him and his site and has been for several years now. That can't be perceived as a battle and as negative, because that is fact. That is what's come from his website. So, you know, I'd love to be talking to you about Salisbury's 40% drop in the violent crime rate, 20% over the last 10 years, the lowest part ones in a decade, $16 million in surplus, an audit that's done the earliest in history of the first watershed plan for the Wicomico River, the businesses that have come here, the paving that has been done, all of those things. But what we're doing is we're getting pulled into a vortex and a cult of personality that everybody wants me to go, Jim, what do you think about Joe Albaro? I think it's clear. I don't think he's qualified. I think it's clear he doesn't know the laws. I think it's clear that he will say whatever it is, hoping that he can get some spaghetti to stick to the wall, because he doesn't like Salisbury, whereas I love Salisbury.
Let's start with the website that I mentioned just a minute ago that you've been linked to, this Joe Albaro.
No, I haven't been linked to it. I bought it.
You bought it.
Let's be clear. I bought it. No politician goes into a battle like this with someone who is so unpredictable, we don't know how much money he has, without all of the available resources and tools it takes to take somebody like this down. If I wasn't the mayor and I wasn't running for re-election and I was just Jim Ireton, the public school teacher out there, I would still be saying these things about what you saw, what people have seen on his website, because that type of thinking is not indicative of this community or this country in 2013. What we're doing is we're giving him exactly what he wants, Brian. We're talking about him. So, having to buy the website was a political move, because you have to have it. I'm running against somebody who we don't know how much money he has. He's a candidate, and then he reports on his own candidacy on his own website. It is the most wild and woolly thing I've ever been involved in. It would have been much easier to run against another politician, maybe, that had a voting record. But, you know, we're going to get out there. I'm going to get out there, and I'm going to raise as much money as I can from around the Mid-Atlantic region. People are seeing Salisbury as a place that's moving forward, being a little bit better for business, definitely making some strides in law enforcement. And people know that we're down here doing this stuff. Sometimes I have a hard time convincing our own people that we're moving in the right direction. But that's because we get pulled into this cult of personality and this vortex that is Joe Albaro.
Well, you mentioned the comments that are on SalisburyNews.com, of course, his blog. I took a stroll through some of the comments pages in the past couple of days. Your name is often linked to very venomous remarks that question not only your intelligence or your integrity as a politician, but also your sexuality. Your opponent claims that he has no part in that type of hate rhetoric or speech. But do you think that he should take more of a responsibility of what is published on his site now that he hopes to be a politician and not just a blogger who criticizes or covers politicians?
I think he should take that stuff and move away. I hate to be trivial about it, but you're asking me a question that is a very cerebral question and has a very cerebral answer. And when you apply it to the situation at hand, there is nothing cerebral about what goes on there. That's why I don't read it. That's why, many years ago, I guess 4 or 5 years ago, there have been people in the community who knew that this was going to come to this sort of situation, started screen capping all of the things that were on there that were just abhorrent behavior. You know, I really don't care what Joe Albaro says about me. And that is what we need more of in this community, because we've got too many people, me and Sarah Foxwell's grandmother, you know, going to put this person in his place.
I've spoken to people who believe that if this race were unfolding and happening in a larger market, that this type of speech that ends up, you know, commented, whether it comes from him or whether it comes from somebody else, would be focused on and brought to light in the media by anti-defamation leagues or other organizations like that. Why do you think we're not hearing that sort of outcry from those sorts of groups here in Salisbury?
Well, it's got to be for two reasons, I guess. One is they're afraid that Joe Albaro is going to talk about them. Welcome to my world, and I don't worry about it. I don't lose any sleep about it. There's a sense that the Chamber of Commerce should have stepped up, and the Greater Salisbury Committee should have stepped up, and the Ministerial Alliance and the NAACP should have stepped up and said, this is not, it isn't even good for our city for him to be a candidate. You know, I'm taking these slap shots from Mrs. Campbell and Mrs. Cohen the last 2 weeks, and I just want to go, you didn't have the courage to step up and take me on because you think you know so much better, so you sent your little henchmen after me, is what you did. It is so Tea Party. It is so indicative of these candidates that are just throwing anything they can at the wall, hoping that it will stick. It doesn't matter if it's the truth. I mean, that's really the way the media has become, Brian, and I hate to say that to you because you're in it, but it's let's just say it because the media has to report it instead of saying, well, that's entirely untrue. We cannot give credence to that because media today is about the argument, hence your beginning introduction about the situation here in Salisbury. It's not a fight. I don't pay any attention to him. I'm not worried about where his signs are. I hear the things that he's saying out there, and I understand that, you know, after every exchange that we have with one another, he goes back and he writes that, you know, he's the second coming. But in the end, he is not going to win this mayor's race. He's not going to lead the city. You know what? I'm going to go out here, and I'm going to take care of it for all the rest of the politicians that are worried about him or scared that he'll write about him. I'm going to take care of it for him.
Well, do you think that this sort of online rhetoric or
it's entertainment.
Do you think that sorts of entertainment is cheapening the integrity of this race or even the office that you both seek to hold?
I think the media is cheapening the integrity of everything. I mean, when I have to deal with the fact that Salisbury's crime rates are at a 10-year low and somehow the media somehow doesn't trust me or the police chief to give them that information when I have to make sure that my department heads are protected from the media because the media goes out and gets these stories from Joe's website and other online sources, and then I get called. It's Ireton gives a gag order, and people are afraid to be fired.
Let's speak to that criticism you've received involving this new policy that makes all media inquiries have
no,
to come through
new.
You.
It's not new. It was started when Laura D'Alessandro worked for the Daily Times, and she would get privileged and confidential information from some place that was supposed to be for personnel records of our employees. And she would call me in the morning and say, I got Christmas on my chair. What are you going to say about it? Everything gets blown out of proportion because people are just trying to find something wrong. And they go to Mr. Albaro's site, and three quarters of it doesn't have any truth to it whatsoever. And you give it time. WBOC's on the phone, WMDT's on the phone, and then finally the Daily Times gets the call. I'm not really worried that the media doesn't like that they got to go through me. That's just too bad.
Your opponent seems to believe, and he's come out publicly to me and said he's going to be the next mayor of Salisbury.
He's come out publicly to you, we got a whole new story on our hands, don't we?
Well, speak to what you're hearing when you're going door to door from people, because, you know, you go on SalisburyNews.com, it seems to indicate that, you know, there is this wave of enthusiasm concerning his beliefs and his ideas for Salisbury. Are you hearing something different?
What I find is that people are so polite. People don't get involved in this celebrity smackdown that the media makes this whole thing. They're happy to see you. They're willing to share their thoughts. Most people are, I wish people could work together. Some people are like, I wish that council would work with you. But to be honest with you, in 73 doors, I haven't had one person mention the word Joe Albaro to me. because the cyber universe that he lives in, again, the cult of personality in that vortex, is only about himself. Of course, on his blog, it looks like there's this wave of community support for him, because that's what his blog is there to tell you. This is a celebrity-driven, I need attention situation here, and I'm going to ignore it, except for the fact that I need people to know that that his values don't reflect our values, and I need people to know what my record is.
I'm joined on the phone now by mayoral candidate Joe Albaro. He's also the founder and publisher of SalisburyNews.com. Joe, welcome back to Coastal Connection.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
This mayoral battle is playing out online, both on your blog, SalisburyNews.com, as well as this new website, JoeAlbaro.com, that your opponent has basically purchased and started up under the heading, Joe Albaro is not my mayor. Tell me about your feelings about your opponent essentially purchasing a website with your name and then launching it to basically combat the negative remarks that he claims is on your site basically on a daily basis. Do you think that taking that approach has been fair game, or do you believe that he crossed some sort of ethics line?
Well, he's definitely crossed the line. This is called identity theft. Some would call it cyber squatting. Each individual, whether you get your name trademarked or not, your name is trademarked. And for someone to take your name knowingly and willingly and open up a website under that name and impersonate is just illegal. And I'm appalled, to be honest with you, that he would go that far. It'd be one thing if he created a blog. This isn't even a blog. He went to the extreme by creating a full-fledged website. So it's not like an opinionated website like Salisbury News.
You often say that you're not responsible for many of the comments that end up on your site. Some, have been accused of taking a racist or a homophobic or even just a venomous nature. Now that you're a political candidate, what responsibility do you believe that you should be shouldering when it comes to comments of that nature, whether directed to your opponent or just in general?
Well, Brian, I take the comments very seriously in two fashions. Number one, and I think you'll respect this, I don't believe in censorship. I believe that people should have the right to their First Amendment and express their opinions, even if it's anonymous. However, there is a certain line to be drawn there. We have specific rules on Salisbury News in which you have to follow. No curse words, no personal attacks in certain fashions that may lead back to lawsuits. I mean, you can go so far as just making things up. And it's interesting because if we happen to know that it's not the truth and I happen to be moderating the comments, then I'll just reject the comment.
I find it interesting that a lot of the attention in recent days has been focused towards the mayor's city policy that requires that all media inquiries go through him, essentially. The writers on your website, specifically G.A. Harrison, as well as yourself, have been very critical of the mayor for venturing into this policy. I also find it interesting, though, because you always seem to implicate that Mayor Ireton has the mainstream media, in this case, the Daily Times, WBOC, WMDT, on his side. So do you believe that this media inquiry policy is essentially trying to stopgap your blog or blogs like yours from getting information about the city of Salisbury?
Well, absolutely. I mean, and it's a love-hate relationship from one day to the next with Jim Ireton and the media. I mean, if they're doing what he wants, he's a happy camper. If they're not, then I think you saw in Sunday's article in which he flat out said, from this point forward, because you've basically ticked me off, I'm not going to let you have any information. You'll have to put in your request 24 hours in advance. This has been a policy, depending on if you love or hate Jim on that day, of Jim since he came in office. What I have said in other interviews, Brian, so you know, once elected as mayor, that policy will come to immediate end. That goes for council members as well. They will be able to contact department heads. And if those people that are working for the city can't carry themselves professionally and can't handle it, then they need to be replaced.
Well, with that being said, concerning professionalism, I mean, now that you're a candidate for mayor and not just a blogger or some sort of a journalist that's covering local politics or covering politicians. Do you think that you should be carrying yourself with a different sort of professionalism, leading back or referring back to those sort of comments that are on your website? Do you believe that you should be distancing yourself to them?
First of all, I'm a former professional businessman and business owner. I know how to operate and manage a large-scale business with many, many employees. I will carry myself as a professional in that fashion the moment I'm elected. When I am elected, I will continue Salisbury News at the same time. And things are not going to change, Brian. They're not going to change.
Well, don't you think that it would look negatively on the city of Salisbury to have a mayor that owns a publication that routinely has homophobic, racial, and other sort of defamatory comments?
I disagree. I don't know where you get the racial, but I disagree with that statement. Again, if that's your opinion.
Well, it's not an opinion. I mean, I've been on there. I've seen racial comments. I'm not saying they're coming from you. I'm just saying that as a larger scope of this, you're hoping to be the next mayor of Salisbury. Don't you believe that there is a integrity of that office that you're trying to hold where you have a responsibility to the community and all the people that you're going to be representing to ensure that comments of that nature are not linked to your name?
Brian, I'd have to see the comments you're talking about because I disagree with you, what your statement is saying. I mean, as far as things being racial or homophobic or what have you, you know, I don't moderate all the comments on Salisbury News. You have to understand we've got over 88,000 articles and well over 400,000 comments. I mean, there's a lot of traffic and a lot of comments going back and forth, many of which I personally can't read. But we do have people that are well trained to know what to put up, what not to put up.
You know, you talk to people and you know, they go on your site and they see these defamatory comments, whether it be about your opponent or just about people in general. That being linked to you, do you think that that's going to hurt your campaign in any way? Not necessarily from your supporters,
Brian,
perhaps undecided voters in the city of Salisbury who know you by the content of that website.
Well, we've talked about this since I came out of the gate on this website, about this campaign. The bottom line is, I think we all know there are people that are absolutely going to vote for Joe Albaro, and there's people out there that are absolutely not going to vote for Joe Albaro. Kind of like the headliner of our site years ago that said, you either love me or you hate me.
Right.
It's one or the other. I'm not afraid of that. I'm stepping up to the plate after 8 years of reporting on government activity and saying, look, I've complained for 8 years. Why not step up to the plate and make a difference? And I can do it well, much better than the mayor's doing it, that's for sure.
What are people telling you, and do you still believe that you will win this race, as you told me several months ago, that you basically promised that you would be the next mayor of Salisbury?
Yes, I will be the next mayor of Salisbury. Brian, I've knocked on around 1,200 doors so far in Salisbury. Of the 1,200 doors, I have had two people tell me they're voting for Jim Ireton. You tell me now. I'm very comfortable with this race. No one is accountable, or certainly not the mayor's office, is not being accountable for the lack of jobs, for the lack of businesses being here, the crime rate being as crazy as it is. You know, part one crimes may be down, but other crimes like burglary and theft are probably 400% higher than they were last year. The calls for service are up. That is the major topic that people are talking about, and they're still hot on crime. No one is believing that crime is down the 40% Jim Ireton's claiming it is.
We've been speaking with Joe Albaro. He's a candidate for mayor in the city of Salisbury. Joe, we're running out of time. Thanks so much for joining me, and best of luck.
Thank you, Brian.
To learn more about this race, click to our website, wamucoast.org. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City, Maryland. I'm Brian Russo.